Good evening and welcome to this special Outbeat Extra. I'm Greg Moralia, and I'm here at the Glacier Center in Santa Rosa for an evening of healing music with Sheridan Gold and friends. Now, if you're a regular Outbeat Radio listener, you know Sheridan Gold is not only the host of Living Proof, but also a drummer and flutist. This last June, she produced a concert on stage with her wife and Living Proof co-host Diana Grayer and some of their many talented musical friends. Tonight, we'll share the special event with you right after your Outbeat Radio news for this Sunday, November 29th, 2015.
I have found Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
This week on Outbeat News, we'd like to share a special story from this month's GLAAD Awards dinner held in San Francisco. I was inspired by the words of a young activist named DeRay McKesson.
You know, a year ago in St. Louis, we never thought the protests would spread the way that they have. We never thought that people would rise up in their own communities. We knew that people were going to stand with us in St. Louis, but we didn't know that it would spread, but it did. And here we are. You know, in those early days, we made two commitments. We made a commitment to stand today and a commitment to fight tomorrow. And we made those commitments despite it being illegal in St. Louis to stand still. We made those commitments despite being arrested for what we knew was right. We made those commitments despite being tear gassed and shot at with rubber bullets. We made those commitments because we knew that we were on the right side of justice. And those commitments started as commitments in protest. You know, protest is confrontation, protest is disruption, protest is the end of silence. And for us, the protest began in the street. But protest is so many things. You know, I think often of this tweet, not only because I stand here as a proud black gay man, but also because what I've learned, what I've lived, is that there's danger in the either or. When loving myself only looks one way, when protest is either in the streets or not at all, this puts constraints on the way that we express ourselves and the ways that we can get free. And expressing and loving myself is often so much more complex than out affords me. You know, I called my father one day for the first time for relationship advice, and it happened to be about my first boyfriend. And he handled the call so well, and it was the first time that we ever talked about sexuality. And I wasn't in the closet, but I was in the quiet with him. And when I think about the quiet, I think about the places where you're not supposed to make noise. And for so many of us, the world is a place where we're not supposed to make noise, where we're asked to hide who we are and be silent about the injustices that we face. And I've been to a lot of colleges recently, and I've been thinking about this notion of in the quiet. What does it mean to come out of the quiet? I mean, the image of the library comes to mind. I think about the library as a place where supposedly you can't learn if there's noise, a place of exploration that demands your silence. But there are always people whispering in the libraries. There are always people passing notes in the libraries. There are always people finding voice given the constraints. There are always people coming out of the quiet. See, when those people come out of the quiet and they come together, the world changes. Over the past year, I've learned that there's so many people coming out of the quiet, so many people looking for ways to be seen and heard, waiting for others to share the belief that there's a collective power in those whispers coming together. It is what you see here. You see all of us tweeting, all of us who thought that we were alone, all of us who thought that nobody would hear our cries about the injustices that we faced. You saw it happen. We saw it. We lived it when the protest started. You see here the power of people coming together out of the quiet. You see here those whispers spreading and changing the world. You know, our work as organizers is neither to tell people whispering in the library to shout or to tell them to be quiet. Our work is to listen better, because we have never been the voiceless. We have been the unheard. You know, social media became and is a place where the people come out of the quiet together, where the collective power of the whisper is captured, where the silence is rendered into a deafening sound. Because of Twitter, I'll never forget how the Palestinians taught us what to do when we got tear gassed. And because of Twitter, we learned to fight against erasure. And erasure often manifests in two ways. One is that either the story is never told or it's told by everybody but us. And in this moment, we became the unerased. And we've heard in the past year so many people who thought they were alone, so many people who sat in the library silently, but who suddenly began to whisper last August. And those collective whispers made a noise that changed the world, made a noise that brought this conversation about race to the forefront in really powerful ways. We had and we continue to have these robust conversations about the 21 transgender women, mostly black, who've been murdered in 2015 simply for being who they are. And we now are talking about misgendering and pronouns in ways that many of us never thought would happen. I often think that the Black Lives Matter movement has helped people come out of the quiet about racism in America, but the fight for equality and equity is long. And it is not just a fight about race, it's also a fight about systemic and structural issues that affect so many of us around LGBT issues as well, people like me. You know, each of us will have to continue to find the people who are in the quiet and create space for and with them to come out of the quiet. Just because people aren't shouting doesn't mean that they're being silent. And just because people aren't showing up in the ways that you expect doesn't mean that they are hiding. If we do nothing else after this night, let us continue, as my friend and role model Jesse has done, to use our platforms to render visible the invisible, to help us see the beautiful complexity in all of our identity. Thank you.
For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Morelia.
Outbeat Radio News, your source for LGBT news from the North Bay and beyond.
Welcome, and thank you for coming to an evening of healing music with Sheridan Gold and friends. My name's Jan Ogren, and this is my partner, Dean Watson. And I'd like to invite you to take a breath, all of us together, to be here for this most wonderful evening of healing through music and story and dance and poetry. Oh, it's so special being here because this has been in the planning for a year. Dean and I would go to dinner with Sheridan and Diana, and then after the meal, Cher would bring out her newest flute or drum and play for us. And it was so magical. And we said, you've got to play at the Glazer Center. And you've got to play for more people so they can hear you. And now, here we are.
And we also want to thank you for coming out, because this is a very important time. This is also for the UUCSR's homeless and the Breakfast for the Homeless program. It's also known by some folks as Breakfast with Our Neighbors, which I think kind of reflects how UUs feel about this neighborhood. When we moved here about 10 years ago, becoming for the first time an urban church, we realized that while a lot of the homeless in the area have a lot of services during the week, during the weekend, there is no hot breakfast. And so an intrepid group gathered and started that, and it's a very gratifying that on Saturdays we serve 120 to maybe as many 200 homeless folks who, you know, wouldn't have anything to eat. So, yeah.
So. Thank you for attending tonight and allowing for the possibility of what might happen here. When Jan and Dean asked me to perform here, I said, what, are you kidding? And then I thought, well, okay, but I can't do it alone. I'm going to ask some buddies of mine. And a few of them couldn't do it, and most of them could, and they're here tonight sharing this beautiful theater with me. It really means so much to me that you are here. I have friends and family from very long distance away, so I have people here from San Jose. I have people from Santa Cruz, from Davis, San Francisco. Any other long away cities? Petaluma. That is, well, you know, if you have that traffic, it could take you as long as it takes to get from Santa Cruz, yeah? So anyway, thank you. I hope you enjoy this evening. It's given to you with love and admiration and true gratefulness. Thank you.
The healing bell rang. The invitation reverberated. The doors opened and they came. The music played. Songs were sung. Words spoken. And love radiated throughout. And the people rejoiced. And there was healing. Here we are, in this time, in this space, welcome. Welcome to this nourishment. Welcome to this opportunity to feel, to see, to be here just as you are. The healing invitation. Invite your mind, your body to rest. Drop inside. Breathe. Surrender in truth and trust. Linger in this restful place. And listen deeply. opening up to what is shown to you. The messages, the meanings, the answers you seek. This will be your gift. Let the meditations caress and embrace you. Allow your truths to be revealed. Allow love and spirit to hold you, comfort you, support you. Experience this magnetic pull right here. This magnetic pull, this healing magic that's here amongst us. Open to the journey. In your stillness, let your mind bring forth those healing images. Allow your heart to open. Feel the vibrations of love. Feel the vibrations of love. Beckon the light, the healing light you desire. See that light shining on you, glowing, surrounding you, surrounding your essence. Feel the vibrations of healing. This is yours to receive. Creator, God, Spirit, may we all be held in the ways we are needing to be. Touch us. Lay upon us the knowledge we seek. Lay tenderness on the weakness we feel. Give us the strength to face the hard times. Give us the strength to do the things we must do. Let us accept what's true and real. Unmask our vision so that we can see, and we will move in the direction shown to us. And we will move in the direction shown to us. The healing bell rang. The invitation reverberated. The doors opened and they came. The music played. Songs were sung. Words spoken. And love radiated throughout.
This day with a passion in my heart, a feeling of a longing, a thirst so strong, I want to be better. Give me an opening for Spirit to make me stronger. Make patient when I worry. Make me calm where there is strife. Make me loving when my heart is hard. Make me forgiving when I would be right. Make me forgiving. My prayer today is for courage to be what the Sacred Mother depends on me. I want to be better. Give me an opening for spirit to make me stronger. Stronger to reveal more peace. I must be patient to reveal more love. I must be humble to reveal more power. Make me stronger to reveal more peace. More love, more joy, I want to be better, and be an opening for spirit to make me stronger. This is my prayer today. Oh, go.
Sheridan Gold. say it. I just love hearing Cher in here. It is just amazing. The story I'm going to share, the first medicine circle, was given to me by the grandmother and grandfather storytellers. Once upon a time, Coyote lived in the forest in a wonderful house with a soft dirt floor and nice leaves to sleep on. And every day, Coyote would go through the meadow, down the hill, across the prairie to eat. And then after he ate, he'd go back across the prairie, up the hill, through the meadow to his house. And he did that day after day after day until there was a nice, clear path right through the south side of the meadow. And one day, as he was moving around, his stomach was growling. He came along and then, oh! Who put that rock in the middle of my path? Who put that rock there? Nobody said anything, so Coyote went off, looking and looking. And I smell mouse. Mouse is in the meadow all day long. She must know who put that rock there. Mouse, mouse, come out of your hole and tell me who put the rock in my path. Oh, no, Coyote, I'm not going to come out. You'll eat me. I won't eat you. This is much more important than breakfast. Oh, I don't think there are any rocks in the meadow, Coyote. There are two. There's a big rock, and come out right now and go find out who put it there. I can't come out. I've got this new tunnel I'm building, and if I come out, it'll all collapse. I'll put my long snout down your tunnel and keep it open. Now go. Okay. And Mouse wandered to the east. Oh. All I see are the grass. I don't see any rocks, any... Oh! That's a very big rock! Oh, look! There's a little path, just my size. Oh, I'm climbing up! I'm as tall as the grass! I'm taller than the grass! Oh, my! Look at this rock. It's got this beautiful top. And oh, that must be the prairie that Coyote always talks about. That must be a tree. It's bigger than grass. And mountains. Oh, wow. And meanwhile, Coyote was getting dirt in his snout. Where is that mouse? Where did she go? She should be back by now. And from the east, he saw a mouse. But before he could say anything, she came up going, oh, Coyote, Coyote, thank you, thank you. What a wonderful gift. I have seen wonders I never knew existed before. Oh, thank you.
Where did you find out who moved that rock there?
Oh, no. But it was wonderful. Whoever did it was so nice.
No, they weren't. Oh, I'll have to find somebody else. Oh. Somebody big. Somebody who could have moved that rock themselves. I know. Bear. Bear could have done it. Bear, bear, why did you move that rock in the middle of my path?
Coyote, what are you talking about? There are no rocks in the meadow.
There are two, and it's right in the middle of my path. Come on, I'll show it to you.
Oh, Coyote, I'm watching my cubs climb the tree right now, and I can't go.
I'll watch your cubs
Go, move my rock. Well, you know, I do have this crick in my neck, and, well, maybe going for a little walk would be nice. There is a rock. Coyote's right. Oh, but it's nice and warm. The sun's been heating it. Oh, it's nice and kind of soft. Oh, yeah. Oh, and it's got this little knob right where my neck needs it. Oh, yes. Meanwhile, Coyote was getting annoyed. The cubs had come down off the tree and, stay off of my tail. Don't pull my tail. Where is that bear? She should have been able to move the rock by now. And he saw Bear coming from the north. But before he could say anything, Bear came up going, "Oh, Coyote, oh, I feel good. Yes, no more aches, no more pains. Thank you, what a wonderful rock." "It's not a wonderful rock. Did you move it?" "Oh, of course not. I took a nap on it." "Oh, this isn't any good. I've got to find somebody else. I'll go all the way to the prairie. That's what I'll do. I'll find Buffalo. Buffalo's big enough to break up that rock. Buffalo! Buffalo! There's a rock in my path! I need your help!" "What are you talking about, Coyote? There aren't rocks in the meadow." "Yes, there are. And it's preventing me from going to the prairie to eat." "But, Coyote, you're on the prairie now. Why don't you just eat? And then, after you've eaten in the evening, you can go and you can make a new path around that rock." "What? No, that's my path. I made that path. It's an ugly, awful rock, and the rock has to move. The very idea of Mike changing my path. Go! Go help me. Get rid of that rock for me." "Coyote, I must stay and protect the calves. There are wolves around. Oh, I can smell my brother wolves, and I'll move them if we need to. Go! Go take care of my rock." And off Buffalo went to the west. Oh, that coyote. He'd keep bothering me and bothering me, so I might as well go break up that rock. Ah, there it is. This should only take one time. Let me try again. Arr! That didn't do it. Let me go around the side here. Oh! Whoa! Those sticks! They just broke with a single head of my hoof. Oh! I feel my hoof tingling. Oh, I'm going to use my horns. Let me hit that rock. Oh! And yes! Oh! I feel power and strength. Oh! Rah! Meanwhile, Coyote heard Buffalo calling. "He's right! He's breaking up my rock! Yes, I'll have my path back just the way I want it! Oh, that's wonderful!" And pretty soon he saw Buffalo coming from the west, but before he could say anything, Buffalo ran right by him. "Thank you, Coyote! Thank you! What a wonderful rock! I am the most powerful of all buffalo!" Coyote just went, "Oh, not again!" So he went around, and he found Owl. But Owl thought his rock was very wise. And he talked to Otter, and Otter thought his was the funnest rock he'd ever slid on. And he talked to Deer, and Deer said, "Oh, I've gotten so agile, I jumped over my rock." And well, he asked 9 other animals, and they all came back saying what a wonderful rock it was. poor coyote was so hungry, and he went to the south, his path. And he was so sad, he started to howl. And all the animals came around to listen. What's wrong with coyote? It's this rock of mine. It's in my path, and no one will move it. Oh, that's not the rock I climbed. Why, there's no little path for me. So Mouse went off to the east to look for her rock. Oh, I would never lay on that rock. It's too rough. That's not my rock. And Bear headed off to the north. Buffalo looked. No, there are no marks on that. He headed off to the west. And all the other animals agreed this wasn't their rock. And so they all went off looking for their rocks. And then Eagle came flying over. And she saw a most beautiful sight. She saw a mouse dancing upon the top of a rock to the east, and Bear sleeping on a rock to the north, and Buffalo to the west, and Coyote howling by his rock to the south. And all around them connected were 12 other animals. And Eagle called out, "Oh, what a beautiful sight. Father Sun and Mother Earth told me that this circle would come upon the earth, and now it is here." And the animals all cried, "Circle, circle, what circle?" "This is the medicine circle of gifts. Have not all of you found a gift?" "Oh, yes."
"Oh, yeah. Yes."
No, I found no gift. All I found was this awful, awful rock in the middle of my path."
An eagle called out and said, "Oh, but Coyote, yours is the most special gift of all, because if it wasn't for your rock, you wouldn't have started all these other animals in their search. Yours was the first."
"Oh, well, of course mine's the best. I knew mine was the best.
And now I see. I understand the medicine circle. If you need help seeing something new, you can go talk to Mouse in the east. And if you need some healing, you can go find Bear in the north. And Buffalo has strength for you in the west. And you can find wisdom and fun and agility. But if any of you happen to think you've got the only way or the best way, and you need to kind of be nudged off your path to find something new, then I'll come from the south with my tricks and my laughter, and I'll start you on a new path of adventure so that you can find the gifts that are yours."
If you're just joining us, you're listening to KRCB-FM Windsor Santa Rosa. This is Outbeat Extra, and we're live at the Glacier Center for an evening of healing music with Sheridan Gold and friends.
by the awesomeness of love. Moved by the music, the magic, the possibilities. We can dream. We can believe. We can accept. We can embrace. We can remember how we've been touched. We can remember how we've been touched, and we can pass this gift on to another. Feel the vibrations moving throughout our bodies, our minds, our souls. Notice those internal shifts. See those healing images that was bestowed onto us. These are our gifts. On the threshold of healing, our souls a little freer, our rigidity loosening, our fear disappearing, our confusion resolved, our relational disharmony harmonized, our negative self-talk dissipating. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Our paths are being laid. Our paths are being laid. Believe. Believe in the magic that's here. Embrace yourself. Embrace your life. Accept this healing. Take it all in. Remember this moment. Remember the music, the songs, the stories, the dance, the chants. Remember. Our paths are being laid. Our paths are being laid. The threshold of healing, because we heard the call, the healing invitation, and we came. We're healing ourselves and the world because we heard the call, the healing invitation, and we came. We're healing ourselves and the world.
Because I heard the call and I came. Because I heard the call, I am healing. Because I
Because. much for coming. Take this out into the world, everybody. Thank you.
You've been listening to a special Outbeat Extra featuring an evening of healing music with Sheridan Gold and friends. Tonight's concert was recorded by Outbeat host and producer Gary Carnevelli. Join us next Sunday night for Outbeat Radio's Living Proof with Sheridan Gold and Dr. Diana Grayer. That's at 8 p.m. and only here on KRCB Radio 91. In the meantime, have a great week, and thanks for spending your Sunday night with us. Be sure to visit the Outbeat Radio webpage for more information about our shows and to listen to past shows on demand. You'll find links to our many social media sites where you can follow us all week long. Just go to outbeatradio.com. And don't forget about the KRCB mobile app for your Apple or Android mobile device. You can listen to your favorite radio programs like Outbeat Radio from anywhere in the world with internet access. It's free and available now at the Apple and Android app stores. You're listening to KRCB FM Windsor Santa Rosa, Radio 91, online all the time at krcb.org. It's just before 9 p.m. Stay with us. Open Space District is next.